Catastrophic Failure, Secret Service Under Scrutiny After Trump Assassination Attempt. By Christina Wong on July 14, 2024. The Secret Service is now under scrutiny after an assassination attempt nearly succeeded on former President Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican 2024 presidential nominee. The shooter, identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, was able to position himself on a rooftop with a direct line of sight to Trump and fire a bullet that went through his ear. The shooter was approximately 150 yards away from where Trump was speaking. Multiple witnesses also claimed they tried to flag the shooter to the Secret Service and police. The shooter was so close and visible that even some rallygoers spotted the shooter and took video as he was attempting to assassinate Trump. Rallygoer Michael D. Friscia, who captured the moment the shooter fired and was fired upon, told TMZ that he and his wife Amber were watching the Trump rally from outside the main grounds with about 30 to 40 other people. He said his wife noticed Crooks climbing up onto a nearby building. They and others said they watched him crawling up the side of the building to with a rifle before he took a shot. In addition, another rallygoer told the BBC he noticed the shooter and attempted to flag the police and Secret Service for at least 3 to 4 minutes prior to the shooting. He said about 5 to 7 minutes after Trump began speaking. "We noticed the guy crawling army, you know, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof. We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh? What? You know, like, they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2-3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing, you know, 5 shots ring out. We were telling the police, we were pointing at him for the Secret Service who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time that we were standing by that tree. But they used binoculars, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place. The witness said he saw the Secret Service fire back at the shooter, killing him. One video shows rallygoers shouting, "He's got a gun!" before the initial shot rang out in the attempt to assassinate Trump. Another video appeared to show a counter-sniper team with eyes on the shooter before he fired. Political commentator and former New York Police Department officer John Cardillo posted on X, "This looks really bad. This looks like the counter-sniper team had eyes on the shooter, let him fire first, then return fire." Even the FBI is questioning how the Secret Service allowed the shooter to fire off several rounds, according to a senior FBI official during a press conference after the assassination attempt. The Secret Service was not present at the press conference, which CNN's Caitlin Collins called stunning. While the Secret Service was not present at the press conference, they appear to be talking to reporters behind the scenes. Collins said she was told Trump's Secret Service protection was recently strengthened. She did not identify the source. In addition, NBC News reported that senior law enforcement officials say the shooter was outside the security perimeter established by the Secret Service. Later, a Secret Service spokesman posted a statement that said the Secret Service neutralized the shooter. Army Special Forces veteran Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, posted on X, "I have very reliable sources telling me there have been repeated requests for stronger Secret Service protection for President Trump. Denied by Secretary Mayorkas." Conservative show host Dan Bongino, a former New York Police Department officer and Secret Service agent, claimed that Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has repeatedly turned down requests for more Secret Service protection for Trump. "I want to repeat, and can absolutely confirm, the USSS Director Kim Cheadle has repeatedly turned down requests for a larger security footprint around President Trump. Despite knowing the threat level is catastrophic. Resign tonight," he posted on X. He also called the Secret Service's performance a catastrophic failure. Actively communicating with a number of former colleagues from the Secret Service about the assassination attempt. This is an obviously catastrophic failure and no excuses should be made, or even attempted. The failures are profound and questions must be answered about ground surveillance, air surveillance, post-stander support, and counter-sniper advance work and response. We have one job, and we came within inches of a deadly failure today. An uneventful failure is not a success. And the Federalist's Sean Davis posted that a source familiar with Trump's security detail told him that they have been asking for beefed-up protection and resources for weeks, but has been rebuffed time and again by Biden's DHS. DHS, which oversees Secret Service protective detail, wasn't responsive to those requests for more resources, the source said. Was Biden's regime behind the attack, or did it deliberately do everything it could to allow it to happen? He posted. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, said he has requested a briefing from the Secret Service and for Cheadle to appear at a hearing. He later posted a formal invitation to Cheadle to appear for a hearing. President Joe Biden is expected to get an updated briefing from the Department of Homeland Security and law enforcement officials Sunday morning, NBC News reported. The shooting occurred just a day before the Republican National Convention is about to begin, and just days before Trump will accept the Republican presidential nomination. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.